Wonderland Doctor is leading a walking club through a cemetery where the workout is a lesson in local history. You're listening to The Wrap from Central Florida Public Media. I'm Brendan Byrne. We know how important getting our daily steps in is for our overall health, but for some doctors, no matter how often they tell their patients they need to move more, getting them to do it is a Herculean task. We head to DeLand to meet up with a doctor and the walking club she's brought to the area to get people up and moving in an unusual locale.
At first, I think everyone was nervous about the reasons of why we were in a cemetery. It seemed macabre, but then everyone got to understand it's actually about celebrating the people that are here.
That's ahead on The Wrap, the big stories this week from Central Florida Public Media. But first, these headlines. Orange County Public Schools is beginning the new school year with nearly 8,000 fewer students than last year. As Central Florida Public Media's education reporter Kayla Kissel tells us, that's a sharper decline than district leaders expected.
The district's 10-day enrollment count found 7,672 fewer students. That's more than 1,000 additional students lost compared with last year, and far more than the roughly 3,000 student decline OCPS projected. Superintendent Maria Vasquez says district leaders anticipated a larger drop and adjusted budgets accordingly. She says falling birth rates are particularly impacting the elementary and VPK levels. Immigration, the state's voucher program, and families choosing other education options are also contributing countywide.
Certainly, there are some that are choosing other options, and I recognize and respect that, and I believe that we need to continue to listen to our families about why they're leaving. What is it that we can do, work together to provide those supports?
OCPS says it's looking for ways to bring families back, including expanding its microschool program and other school options. The district is expected to finalize its enrollment numbers after the 10th day count is reviewed. Kayla Kissel, Central Florida Public Media.
A leaked grand jury report published by CBS News finds the DeSantis administration misappropriated $10 million for politics. WUSF's Douglas Soule reports the political reaction has been swift.
The report says money from a Medicaid settlement went to Hope, Florida, tied to First Lady Casey DeSantis' charity effort. Yet, the money ultimately went to help defeat the 2024 ballot measure to allow recreational marijuana. The report also says Attorney General James Othmeyer, then Governor Ron DeSantis' chief of staff, was involved in directing the money. Democratic former state senator Jose Javier Rodriguez is running against Othmeyer in the general election. The situation has given him new messaging.
My opponent is a criminal. He's a criminal who should resign. He should come clean and turn himself in.
The grand jury, though, says it didn't have enough evidence to charge anyone. It says no one would take responsibility or say they remembered who made the decision. The grand jury still says the money was misused, but Othmeyer says it's the report leaker who committed a crime.
Nobody did anything wrong here. There was not even probable cause to move forward. This is a hoax.
Othmeyer even suggested a reporter asking him about the confidential report was breaking the law. The leaked report also went into how the former attorney general, Ashley Moody, directed a deputy to sign off on the settlement. Now a U.S. senator, Moody faces Democratic challenger Angie Nixon in November. Nixon is criticizing Moody's involvement, but Moody says she had no knowledge of where the money would ultimately go and that another agency negotiated the settlement. I'm Douglas Soule in Tallahassee.
NASA's Roman Space Telescope is set to take flight Sunday from Kennedy Space Center. The more than four-story tall spacecraft is launching aboard SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket. It's on the hunt for dark matter, dark energy, and planets outside our solar system. Once deployed, it will have a view of the sky 100 times larger than the Hubble Space Telescope. These stories and more on our website. Visit cfpublic.org. While aboard the International Space Station, NASA astronaut Mike Fink experienced a medical episode, which prompted the first medical evacuation from the station.
I never had to come back home, honey. This was the first time. And we really learned a lot from that, and it made us think, all right, how can we do better?
Medicine in space and a conversation with Fink on his three-decade-long career with NASA. That's this week on Are We There Yet? Get it where you get this podcast. We all know how important getting our daily steps in is for our overall health, but for some doctors, no matter how often they tell patients they need to move more, getting them to do it is a Herculean task. Engage producer Richard Copeland traveled to DeLand to meet up with a doctor and the walking club she brought to DeLand to get people up and moving in an unusual locale.
On the third Monday of each month, about 20 people gather at the Oakdale Cemetery in DeLand, not to mourn the dead. They're there for fitness.
Some of my patients have walkers or wheelchairs. They're able to use this new section. It's flat, it's level. There are quite a few locations to sit down. We have benches that they're able to take a break in. And then when we start to walk in the older historic section of the cemetery, we have tree coverage, beautiful oaks, elevation, unstable ground for those that want to be a little bit more fit.
That's Dr. Jennifer Pulapaka, the podiatrist who runs DeLand Foot and Leg Care. She brought a program to her community called Walk with a Doc. It started as an effort by an Ohio cardiologist to encourage basic physical fitness among his patients through walking. In DeLand, Pulapaka saw an opportunity to connect with the community's history.
At first, I think everyone was nervous about the reasons of why we were in a cemetery. It seemed macabre, but then everyone got to understand it's actually about celebrating the people that are here.
Pulapaka and her team choose a theme for each walk, something to tie together three or four grave sites where she can share the stories of the deceased.
For more than two decades, from 1964 until 1986, Dr. Langham served as the director of the nutrition section for the Louisiana Department of Health. When she retired to DeLand, she brought that lifetime of wisdom with her, living a full, connected...
The research that goes into the stories is extensive. Pulapaka mines obituaries, death records, and archived newspapers. Sometimes she even contacts the families of the deceased for information.
We ask them, what information do you want? Do you want to have one of your family members talked about during Walk with the Doc? What information would you like? So we'll add those in too. DeLand's a fairly small community. Most of the people here are from DeLand, or they know somebody that's here that they think might make a good story for the walk.
The Walk with a Doc participants enjoy the benefits of physical exercise with the connection to their community. DeLand resident Marianne Borchick doesn't mind getting her steps in among the dead. For Borchick, it's a chance to visit old friends.
You know, it's part of life. And she's teaching us about the different people that were residents here, and some of them I used to know. So it's nice to be able to give a wave hello as we go by.
Each story connects the deceased to that day's theme. It could be recognition of veterans or teachers, or just highlighting graves that mention beloved pets on their marker.
He was out with the Kiwanis Club directing service projects, flying planes with the Radio Control Club, cheering with the quarterback club, and out walking with his beloved standard poodle, Brooke, alongside his cats, Snickers and Rudy.
Pulapaka says the walks also promote social connections, creating a community that she says is as important to health as any exercise.
If you don't have social connections, it's equivalent to smoking 10 cigarettes a day. So this brings about community. It gets people to be excited about exercise. They can pick up a walking partner when they're here. But then they realize that, oh, during the times that we are not doing our monthly Walk with the Doc, they can come out to the cemetery and enjoy, you know, the good weather in the morning.
The DeLand chapter of Walk with a Doc meets every third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. at the Oakdale Cemetery.
That story by Engage producer Richard Copeland. To learn more, visit cfpublic.org. That's it for The Wrap this week. This podcast is produced by Central Florida Public Media with editorial assistance from News Director LaToya Dennis. I'm Brendan Byrne. This is The Wrap.